اما بعد ويلكم باك وذ النور ما شاء الله. يوم تبدل الارض غير الارض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. We thank Allah Ta'ala for having granted us the opportunity to be present in this gathering and to speak something about an important and a fundamental part of our belief, Aqidah, and that is Qiyamah. So we so far spoke about how the people are going to rise on the day of Qiyamah. That was one topic on its own. And it is mentioned that when they're going to rise, we know in Surah Yasin, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about that ayat. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَاهُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. When the blowing is going to take place and the trumpet, that is second blowing, the people are going to rise and they're going to say, قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Woe be to us who woke us up from our graves. They're going to ask that question. Like you mentioned, they'll be all faithful and qiyamu yanzurun. They're all going to be standing and they're going to be looking around. And not that looking around when you get up from your bed for 5 minutes or a few seconds, you look around and you get your bearings. No, it is going to be for a long, long period where they're going to be just standing and looking around in a state of total, utter shock. And then after that, they'll come to realize that this is qiyamah. It will be a period known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also mentioned people are going to be raised on the day of qiyamah. And the way that they had died, and the way they had passed away, we mentioned that also. But there's another hadith also. It's a very scary hadith also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, some people who have got pride, arrogance on the face of this earth, on the day of Qiyamah, they're going to be made like ants. Not ants, but they're going to be made small like little ants. So that is also another thing. It's a sickness, a spiritual illness to have takabbur and pride. So there's another thing that people are going to be raised up with on the day of Qiyamah. And it is also said that people are going to be standing very, very close to each other. There won't be space between the people. You know, when you go to the haram and they say there's always space for one more. There's always space for one more. There's no space for one more on the day of Qiyamah. All are going to be put together in such a manner that there is going to be no, like, you know, breathing space. And that sometimes we see when there's a crowd and there's still a little bit of space to move here and there. It's nothing like that. Then where will this be taking place? So the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where will the mahshar, the resurrection and the gathering take place? So he pointed with his hand and says, from there to there. From where he was sitting, he was pointing to the land of Sham. Sham is Syria, Jordan, Lebanon and Palestine. So that is known as the Levant. So he said it's going to be there. The other thing is the ayat of the Quran says, it is not going to be this earth. While that location will probably be there, but it's not this earth we are going to be raised upon. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says on that day, when the earth is going to be changed into a new earth, something else totally. So it's not going to be, you see all the streets here and all this. Nah. Also, the surface of the earth is going to be mentioned in the hadith in such a way that it is going to be flat, dusty, white, like a flat loaf of, like a bread, like a loaf of flat bread. Now, flat bread we don't see in Hari, yeah? We know roti maybe, you know. So it is also flat bread, but the roti still got some stains of black off, you know, where it got burnt or whatever it might be. This place is going to be totally flat and white and dusty. Why they say white actually? It could mean color, but it could also mean purity. This piece of ground, no one ever committed any sin on it. No one ever walked on it before. No one ever murdered on it. Nobody ever shed blood on it. Nobody did any kind of zulam on it. So that's why white actually means a pure earth on which no sin was ever committed. And this particular place will now be where all people are going to gather, and it's going to be a huge gathering. There's one misconception among some people. They say, you know, Arafat in Makkah, not Arafat Street, Arafat there. They say Arafat is the place where the resurrection is going to take place. No, they say Arafat resembles something like what the hashar, the resurrection will take place. But nowadays, not even that, because so many trees are growing in Arafat. So you can't even say it will be like that. It's a gathering of people. And like we mentioned, it will be so flat, there won't be any up and down and hill and mountain, nothing. There will be no trees, there will be no buildings, there won't be any place of any kind of taking of shade. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeatedly make mention of تحت ظل عرشه, people will be in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala, يوم لا ظل إلا ظله, the day when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when we have all these things, we hear about it, that we must know it's a reality. And while we are on the face of this earth, we must make dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala must save us from the terrors and the heat of the day of Jahannam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala must not let us be in those people who are in a state of anxiety. Rather, we must be in the shade of the throne of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There are seven people where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of, that will be in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala, but there's a different discussion, it's for a different time. So that is very important to know the seven groups of people. Then also, we must know, so this place is going to be in Sham, and the people are finally going to get up, get their bearings, and when they're going to go in this direction here, then it is going to be like all are going to be in their own focused, you know, what we will say in Afrikaans, in their own dual. They're going to be lost in their own thoughts that where we are going. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also further said that there are going to be two groups of people. One group of people are going to be carried on special animals and vehicles that are going to take them respectfully. Allah says, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. Wafda means on the day of Qiyamah, the people, the muttaqeen, the pious people are going to be taken in delegations. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says some delegation will be two people, some will be three people, and some will be 10 people on a camel. Such camels that were never seen by anybody before. And one other description, the hadith says they are going to have saddles that are made of gold. Very, very beautiful camels. So in other words, this is like the VIPs now coming. You know, they're coming to the day of, to the mahshar, to the actual place of being, the reckoning is going to take place. But if already if they are getting up like this and they're going so nice, they already know they're going to be on another level. Make Allah Ta'ala make us from among, make that dua inshallah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says they will be on these camels hatta yadribu abwab al jannah, until they come and knock on the doors of Jannah. Then they'll get off their camels and then they'll go into Jannah. Subhanallah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be other people that are going to be desired to the Quran, to the effect that they will be raised up and they're going to be walking on their faces. That is, and they have to, blood will be coming on their faces. So one of the Sahabi asked, how are they going to walk on their face? I mean, we didn't understand it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that being who gave you the ability to walk with your legs will now give you the ability to walk on your face. So there is a form of humiliation and a form of punishment already that is starting for the people. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. The other ayat of the Quran says, خَاشِئَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, that on that day, their gaze is going to be covered with fear in the eyes. خَاشِئَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. So you know, sometimes when a person is overtaken by fear, you can see how his eyes look. You know, there's something not right with it. تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, they'll be covered in total amount of humiliation. So that is the thing. And this is again, Allah save us from this, but we must not be from among those people that Allah says, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُ وُجُوهُ. On that day, some people's faces are going to be bright and they're going to be shining as a result of their iman, as a result of the zikr, the tilawat, and all the rest of that. We know the other ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, the people of iman will have their own light and their own nur. So that is because of the amal and the good deeds they had done. And there are lots of good deeds, alhamdulillah, that we have the opportunity of doing, especially month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan. We must keep in mind that we must have this niyyah that, Allah, let this deed of mine be a means of light for me on the day of Qiyamah. Like those who read Suratul Kahf, for example, on a Friday, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it will be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. So that's why I must encourage our children. We also must make sure every Friday we don't miss out Suratul Kahf, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq wa ma'ala al-balagh.